So this is one of those stories from the scriptures that I'm sure we're all familiar with, maybe not with each particular detail, but the general concept of the beheading of John the Baptist, the dancing of the daughter, and the irregular marriage, the adulterous affair. And yet John the Baptist is, in addition to our Blessed Mother and of course Jesus, the only two people on the calendar whose birth and death are both recognized. From the womb, John's entire life was oriented, was directed towards Christ, and all of his teachings, all of the truth, everything he did. This man who was called to be a prophet, who announced the truth and denounced error. And we see the culmination, the effect of that. You know, in our culture today, that is, you know, especially in this issue of marriage and sexuality, there's so much confusion and just so many outright lies. It takes courage for us to speak the truth. You know, how many of us know people, know family members, know friends who are in similar situations, who have chosen to live lifestyles that are contrary to the truth? Do we have the courage to speak the truth? And of course, we always speak the truth in love. But do we have the courage to speak the truth? And it's because it's in love that motivates us. It takes courage. It's not easy. Maybe we won't end up with our head on a platter, literally, but figuratively we can say that. How easy it is for us to be cast off and to be demonized and called names and everything else you can imagine if you try to stand for the truth. You know, these past few days, the gospel has been when Jesus calling out the leaders for leading a double life, for not being sincere, for not having integrity. This is what a life of discipleship, a life of grace and virtue does for the disciple. It gives us courage. It gives us well-ordered emotions, well-ordered passions. We can see Herod and how he was described, and how Herodias and how she was described, enslaved to their passions, not able to think rightly and to make decisions based upon what is good and true, but based upon their emotions and their passions. This is what happens when we turn our life over to sin, is that our passions become the basis for our decisions. John the Baptist was properly and rightly ordered. His entire being was for Christ and for the truth. You know, he didn't die for Jesus. He wasn't proclaiming the faith and belief in Jesus. He died for preaching the truth. Jesus is the truth, so we can say he died for Christ. But that's not what his sentence was. They didn't like him speaking the truth. In a world today that is clouded in darkness and in lies, we need to be able to speak the truth, which means our whole life, our entire being, including our passions and our emotions, need to be properly ordered with love and truth at the top, and not allow anything else in our life that distracts from that, so that when it comes time for us to speak the truth in grave and serious matters, as in marriage and sexuality, or in everything else in our life, we will have the courage that no matter what the consequences will be, we will have confidence in our Heavenly Father that he will never abandon us nor forsake us. We ask for St. John the Baptist to intercede for us, to pray for us, so that we can have the courage, like he did, to always stand for the truth. Amen.